A couple of years ago, I read an article about a man who committed to living a year like Jesus. Wow, how transformational. To have that peace and joy, or is it tough and gritty? Either way, always, life would never be the same. I thought about how I would brave that task. How would I know that I was really living like Jesus? Then the light bulb blazed. God is love. So to live like Jesus would be living love. But what is love? And how would I live that while crossing cultural obstacles with one foot on U.S. soil and the other in places like Haiti, where love is both abundant and seemingly non-existent, challenging and effortless simultaneously? I know some things about love. It is universal, timeless, and ageless. It is a feeling, a choice, a given. It is all-encompassing, enduring, and everlasting. Love conquers all, never fails, and keeps us together. But it hurts, gets lost, and takes time. There are love bugs, love seats, and love boats. There are love notes, love songs, and love birds. Love is a dare, a game, a language. You can be lovesick, loveless, and lovely. You can fall in love, be addicted to love, do anything in the name of love, play the game of love, use the power of love. You can't hurry it or buy it, and you don't know if it will be there tomorrow. Yet, love is all you need. There's even a love chapter of the Bible. We've heard the love chapter, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 through 8, read and expounded upon many times, mostly at weddings. It's one of the most memorized, admired, and well-known passages in all of Scripture, even by non-church folk. In fact, we've heard this famous passage so often, our eyes kind of glaze over. Love is patient, love is kind, does not envy. Yeah, we know how this goes. But what is love, really? John says that God is love. Bob the Tomato of VeggieTales says God is bigger than the boogeyman, Godzilla, and the monsters on TV. So the love that is God must be way bigger than my love of black licorice and movie theater popcorn. Jesus named the number one law of all the laws, and there were tons. Leviticus, the third book of the Torah and the Old Testament, lists most of the 613 rules of conduct God gave to Israel. Jesus could have picked any one of them. Murder is pretty heavy. Stealing isn't exactly harmless. Adultery can destroy families in a hurry. Lying about someone could get you and them into a heap of trouble. But with no hesitation, he picked the one that sat right in between "don't carry a grudge or seek revenge" and "don't mate two different kinds of animals." Jesus basically said, "That's an easy one. Love God and love people." See Leviticus chapter 19, verse 18. Just like that. There is no exception clause, no fine print, no room for interpretation. Love people. All of them. Every single one.